Over the course of March, Scran will be dedicated to hearing from women working in the food and drink sector in Scotland. Join us to hear interesting conversations about women's experiences working in the food and drink industry in honour of International Women's Day. I'm Rosalind Erskine and this is Scran, celebrating women in the food and drink industry.
I'm JC Mutasikwa and I'm co-founder of Matuga Distillers. Together with my husband Paul, head distiller, we produce a range of artisanal rums that are produced from scratch at our family-owned distillery in Livingston, West Lothian. My background is in corporate marketing and I've worked across a variety of sectors in the UK and the US. I got into the spirits industry because we're passionate about fine spirits and the emerging category of UK craft rum. Proud of our cultural heritage, we identified a lack of diversity in the sector. So, here we are. Through Matuga Distillers, we blend distilling skills honed in Scotland with the natural exuberance of Africa and the Caribbean. Today, we distill and retail a broad portfolio of very delicious, authentic craft rums. The UK spirits industry is constantly evolving. It's incredible. And the craft rum category has dramatically expanded, particularly at the premium end. When we first launched in 2015, we were owners of one of the very few rums made from scratch in the UK. Quite a curious thing at that time. Today, the number of UK rum distillers and brand owners has exploded. It's a really exciting time for UK craft rum. Favourite career moments. I've had so many poignant career moments, from securing new trade deals, to winning awards, to field trips to the tropics for rum research. But my absolute favourite moment was our visit by the BBC Landwood team during summer 2020, and the television coverage and exposure that followed. I actually began my working life with BBC TV production teams, firmly behind the camera, so it was quite surreal to be on the other side. It was an honour actually to be selected to share our entrepreneurial story and a glimpse of our distillery life. And the response from the public was truly incredible. Something that might surprise you about my job is that it's not your typical 9-to-5. I oversee a very broad mix of activities that could range from trade missions overseas, to negotiating with international importers, to sampling spirit maturing in our rum barrels, to hosting virtual tastings. Every day is different, and I absolutely love that about our enterprise. The advice that I give to anyone who wants to get into the spirits industry would be to immerse yourself in the spirits business and to educate your palate by tasting across a wide variety of categories and styles. Today's climate means that there are lots of trade and consumer online groups and forums and an incredible number of excellent masterclasses and tastings. So take advantage of all of the virtual opportunities to learn and to network. The spirits business remains a patriarchal environment, but do not let this deter you. For women seeking to get into the industry, there are so many established and emerging female leaders within the sector, in the UK and overseas, who are a source of inspiration and have demonstrated phenomenal success. As a woman of colour who owns a rum distillery and is a founder of spirits brands, I'm a rarity for now, but there will be many others that follow. So, claim your space.